Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Santa Clara County, California is set to be one of the first counties in the U.S. to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Doses are to arrive as soon as Monday. From member station KQED, Sarah Hosseini reports.
Santa Clara County was home to the first known victims of the coronavirus in the United States. It's now poised to receive among the first shipments of the new Pfizer drug, thanks to its large ultra-cold storage capacity. County testing and vaccine officer Dr. Marty Fenstersheib says skilled nursing facility staff will get the first of two shots starting later this week, about 6,000 people.
We certainly don't want them all coming at once in case anyone ends up with some of the mild side effects. So we'll do a portion, then a portion, a portion, and we'll get them all vaccinated, hopefully, in the next few weeks.
The remaining nearly 12,000 doses will go to a fraction of staff and hospitals in the county. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hosseini.
How the pandemic was handled played a big role in the El Paso, Texas mayor's race this weekend. The incumbent was ousted in a landslide. From member station KTPTEP, Angel Kacherga reports.
First-term mayor Dee Margo split with other local officials who pushed for more stringent measures to protect the public during the pandemic. Former mayor Oscar Leeser won nearly 80% of the vote in Saturday's runoff election. Leeser told KVIA television he's ready to get to work.
I look forward to working with all our leaders, state, local, and national leaders to make sure that El Paso is represented and we get COVID under control.
This weekend, El Paso reported 41 additional deaths and 827 new cases. I'm Angela Kocherga in El Paso.
More than 1.2 million voters in Georgia have requested an absentee ballot for the January 5th U.S. Senate runoffs. Emil Moffitt from member station WABE reports.
Barring a court order, the rules governing absentee ballots in Georgia won't change before the critical January runoffs that will determine control of the U.S. Senate. The state has had no excuse absentee voting since 2005. But some Republican lawmakers are promising changes when they return next month based on unproven allegations of massive fraud. That worries former Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams.
The challenge they see now is not that there is any proof of widespread voter fraud. Their concern is that there's widespread use by voters who chose not to elect their selected candidate.
President-elect Joe Biden won two-thirds of the mail-in vote to be the first Democrat to carry Georgia since 1992. For NPR News, I'm Emil Moffitt in Atlanta.
On Saturday, the Georgia Supreme Court dismissed the latest Trump lawsuit attempting to overturn the state's presidential election that Joe Biden won. You're listening to NPR News. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are investigating the hacking of federal computer systems, including at the Departments of Treasury and Commerce. The attacks were disclosed days after a national security agency warned Russian government hackers were exploiting vulnerabilities in a system used by the federal government. The government has not said who is behind these attacks. Investors will be paying close attention this week when the Federal Reserve holds its last meeting of the year. NPR's Jim Zarulli reports.
Fed policymakers meet on Tuesday and Wednesday and are unlikely to change interest rates. Still, investors will be listening to hear where they see the economy going. Despite big progress in vaccine development, coronavirus cases are surging, and there's evidence the economy continues to slow. Unemployment claims surged last week. Congress has so far been unable to agree on another stimulus bill, and Brexit is looming, which is sure to disrupt trade in Europe. Meanwhile, important numbers on retail sales will be released on Wednesday, and they should shed light on how the slowdown is affecting consumers. Jim Zarulli, NPR News.
Author John Le Carré has died. His agent said he died Saturday in Cornwall in southwest England after a short illness. His family said it was pneumonia. Le Carré was a British intelligence agent who became a British spy novelist, writing such classics as The Spy Who Came in from the Cold and Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. John Le Carré was 89. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.